It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 5th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is infix, spelled I-N-F-I-X. Infix is a noun. That means a derivational or inflectional affix appearing in the body of a word. Here's the word used in a sentence from Slang, The People's Poetry by Michael Adams. As Mark Peters writes, the Simpsons character Ned Flanders is hyper-holy, and his infixes sanctify a typically profane process. He is also gratingly cheerful, and diddly perfectly conveys his sunny attitude. Murder and dilemma sound a lot less forbidding when infixed as murdidlierder and didlyemma. Like prefixes and suffixes, infixes are part of the general class of affixes, that's A-F-F-I-X-E-S, meaning sounds or letters attached to or inserted within a word to produce a derivative word or an inflectional form. Infixes are relatively rare in English, but you can find them in the plural forms of some words. For example, cupful, spoonful, and passerby can be pluralized as cupsful, spoonsful, and passersby, using s as an infix. Another example is the insertion of an often offensive intensifier into a word, as in fan-freaking-tastic. Such whole word insertions are sometimes called infixes, though this phenomenon is more traditionally known as t-mesis, spelled t-m-e-s-i-s. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.